I'm Nora Sachs. A recent student survey found a third of students at MSU Billings have reported not having enough food for themselves or their household. And this food insecurity can stand in the way of students achieving a college degree. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kay Erickson has the details.
The recent student needs assessment conducted by MSUB found a quarter of the students polled reported having skipped a meal because of the lack of food, while 34% reported there's been time when they did not have enough food for themselves or their household. Student Engagement Dean Kathy Kotecki says these are barriers to students staying in school.
Food insecurity is a significant challenge for many students, and being a basic need, if students don't have that, it becomes a challenge for them to be successful in the classroom.
To meet these basic needs, MSUB created the Yellowstone Emergency Pantry, both on the main campus and at City College. The pantry is stocked with canned meats, vegetables, soups, and pastas, as well as hygiene products. And there's other help, says Office of Campus Activities and Engagement Director Kristen Peterman.
When students come in and fill out their form to use the emergency pantry, we also provide other resources for them to kind of help them so that they know that we're here to provide support for them, but there's also other things they can do.
And Kathy Kotecki says money from a new state grant is also providing support.
Whether that's assisting with book needs, or they may have, you know, a car breaks down and they need assistance, because again, all of those things factor into their ability to get to MSU Billings, to our campus, and to be successful in and out of the classroom.
Those connected to the pantry praise the campus community and the community at large for their generosity in donating funds and items. And the pantry is $8,000 richer thanks to a recent donation from the Yellowstone Rim Runners from their Run Turkey Run on Thanksgiving Day. Kotecki says it's all about supporting the students.
What seem minor are big barriers for students when we look at retention data and why students stop out.
Other Montana campuses are joining the effort to provide for these basic needs. Montana State University in October started Bounty of the Bridges, a pop-up food pantry in partnership with the Gallatin County Food Bank. And the University of Montana is investigating opening a food pantry in the Student Union, possibly this fall. Kay Erickson, YPR News.